You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, before I get started, I humbly say that as of right now, I was wrong. I've got to eat my words, and I've got a huge amount of egg on my face regarding this topic. Excalibur dropped a comment in the comment section that brought me up to speed with this current event. This article was published on the 3rd of August. The CDC extending the federal eviction moratorium is expected to cover about 90% of renters. Interesting. The CDC, no more than 2 months ago, said that it would in fact not do any more moratorium extensions. In regards to this topic, the CDC has lost all credibility. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced Tuesday it will extend the federal eviction moratorium through October 3rd, 2021, after the ban lapsed over the weekend. Okay, here's the question that I now have. If these people did not pay their rent up to now, what makes you think that they're going to be able to go out, get a job, and earn enough money to not only pay their rent till October 3rd, but then turn around and pay the back rent that they owe? Wow. Just wow. The announcement comes after pressure from House Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and Cori Bush. The White House previously said Biden did not have the authority to extend the ban, given a June Supreme Court ruling that said only Congress can enact such a ban. Congressional Democrats did not appear to have enough votes to do so, and the House is currently in recess. Oh, very interesting. So if not for the CDC going back on its word, the evictions would have went through. Now the CDC will instead issue a ban in counties, get this, quote unquote, experiencing substantial and high levels of community transmission of Charlie 19, which will cover an estimated 90% of renters, according to Chuck Schumer. Wow. Oh my goodness. The White House is also calling on state and local governments to do everything they can to get out the $46 billion in emergency rental relief Congress has allocated so far. Only an estimated $3 billion has been dispersed. So one would naturally question, if $46 billion has been allocated for this and only $3 billion dispersed, where is the other $43 billion? Gentlemen, this system, excuse me, is not sustainable. People are being told sweet nothings. The extended moratorium should give states the time they need to get the money out, says Diane Yentel, president and CEO of the National Low Income Housing Coalition. This is a tremendous relief for millions of people, women, who are on the cusp of losing their homes and with them, their ability to stay safe during the pandemic, Yentel says. An estimated 11 million adults are currently behind on their rental payments. Since the moratorium expired on Saturday, housing attorneys said there had already been an uptick in eviction filings. Okay, gentlemen. We already know who was going to be most affected by these moratoriums being taken out of the equation and the evictions being filed. Women! We know this. We see this. Because make no mistake about it. There are videos right now on YouTube of men getting evicted. You can find it. Now, of course, there's an article floating around about some woman, scratch that, some single mother out in Vegas who has three kids, who was about to get evicted, and somehow this raggedy bitch got over $200,000 in donations. Gentlemen, if a man is behind 2 months in child support, off to jail he goes. Honestly, at this point, I don't even understand why the fuck a man is even paying child support anymore. Why? To make it seem like you're a good dad? You don't want to go to jail? At this point, gentlemen, you know there's no help for you. How many men who are still stuck paying child support have their taxes taken, have their wages garnished, did not get stimulus checks? How many? How many, gents? Yeah, we know. As men, there is no help for us. But yet, at the final hour, Big Daddy government had to come in and save the women's. Strong, independent, my big black ass. So, gentlemen, you should have zero problems in saying, you know what? I'm not going to help. If you need help, call the government. I have no problems letting women suffer. If something happens to the meat sack and she loses her license, guess what? She's gonna suffer. Unfortunately, as a society, we still do not want to see women suffer, despite their claims of wanting to be strong, independent, and we can do everything a man can do and do it better and do it in heels. Yay, girl power. Okay. So, as long as Big Daddy government is there to rescue these women, they're going to continue to shit on men around the world. So, this is going to have to be something that nature does, i.e., a solar flare or something that wipes out all technology. Hey, it is what it is. But let me know what you guys think of this current state of eviction. How far do you think they're going to kick this can down the road before something finally breaks? Gentlemen, I'm just going to say this now. Prepare, because they can't keep doing this. And eventually, the people who did have their shit in one sock, who are currently getting screwed over, they're not gonna take this. Eventually, something is going to break. And with that being said, ladies, you got a current stay of eviction, but one day the power will eventually go out. Feminism and intervention from Big Daddy government will go out right along with it. Because once Big Daddy government is out of the picture, guess what? Nature takes over. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.